This is the Art Beauty Podcast, where we are always reaching for truth and beauty. Remember, the brands and the people on here are not paying to be here because we want to ask them the tough questions, because you deserve to be informed so you can make the best choices for yourself. With that said, I'm Amber. Today, my fabulous co-host is Chris Gibson. He is a skincare expert, a holistic health coach, and of course, a fabulous YouTuber. If you've not checked out his channel, well, I mean, you probably have seen him on YouTube, but definitely make sure to go there because you have such incredible skincare advice. Thank you so much for joining us today, Chris. Sure,
absolutely.
You know, I don't want to out you right away, but I feel like it. We should state, because you are very honest about your age. And when I found out your age, I was like, no way, you're lying. Would you share with us, because you look amazing?
Well, I will be 60 in March, so that would make me 59 for 5 more months.
Yeah, honey, enjoy that. You know, you never want to rush it. It's funny. I always up my age. And my husband's like, wait, you're not that age. And I'm like, well, you know what? Maybe if you start lying about being older, then people are like, oh my gosh, you look so good for your age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I've had those accusations.
and you know, it's interesting because you're a Florida guy, right? So you're in a place that has a lot of sun, but your skin looks amazing. Did you always have amazing skin? Were you sort of born with this?
I grew up in Texas. I had terrible skin as a teenager, and I had an extremely advanced thinking dermatologist. So in every little crisis in your life, there's always that silver lining. And he was definitely a silver lining. He was taught me a lot of this basic holistic things that I talk about today. But truly, sunscreen was one of the things he talked about, because there was a myth in the 80s, which was when I was there at that time, that the sun actually helped your acne. So a lot of us ran around trying to get some sun on our skin, because it did initially seem to dry it up a little bit, didn't make it go away, but it seemed to improve it a little bit. Same myth for eczema and psoriasis. And he was like, no, it makes it worse. You get dry skin on your face, which traps more oil and blah, you know, so initially it may seem better, but then you're going to have a worse breakout later on. So I learned about sunscreen really early. And started using it really early, like, you know, in my late teens, 20s. And my friends always like, hurry up, we got to go. And I'm like, and they're slathering on sunscreen. So not that anything can never happen where skin cancer is concerned. But some of those friends, in fact, almost all those friends in my age group from back then have had to have skin cancers removed from them, from their bodies. And I have not. Not asking for that universe, right?
Right. No.
But
knock on wood. You know,
doctors mentioned that it's very odd that they don't find spots on me. So that's why.
I mean, listen, for people who've listened to this, you know, it bears just repeating, you know, and you're hearing it right here from Chris and also from myself, SPF. Every day, even indoors. I'm wearing it right now. Windows are shut, you know.
Window, right? Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I wear it every day. So fine when you like. Is there one, really quickly before we get into this little device that we're going to be talking about? Is there one that you like, an SPF that you love?
Okay. This is a really, I'll be fast with this, but this is a really interesting evolution for me. I did not like a lot of the chemical sunscreens because several of them were harmful to marine life. They were harmful to tests in labs, not humans. Humans have not really had an issue with the sunscreen chemicals. However, because, you know, petri dishes and all that, the risk was there. So I did mineral. Now, mineral sunscreens weren't so great. The formulas are much better today. I like hybrids. So I like the sunscreen that's part mineral and just enough chemical to make sure that you're getting really good coverage. They really do provide the best with the lowest amount of chemical exposure. They blend on the skin very well. So I've evolved. So what I say to people is that the skincare, the sunscreen you need is the one you'll wear.
Yep. Amen. You know, amen to that. Yes.
It's
yes.
The
yes,
one
yes.
you'll wear. So.
Well, which one do you wear though?
I use, there are several brands, Dermatology, DRAMTLGY, they did all the consonants. That's a really good brand, LTMD, Versed, Skin, anything that's a hybrid. And what you'll see is they'll either say hybrid or in the ingredients, it'll have zinc and titanium. And then usually It's avobenzone. It's not the octinoxate or oxybenzone. It's the avobenzone, which is the least problematic. There we go. Yeah. Problematic ingredient in sunscreens.
I'll say, if you haven't tried Tizo, Tizo is a really good one. It is just a mineral, but they've got really beautiful formulations.
I haven't yet, but now I will.
Yeah. And every day I use Supergoop. I love Supergoop. If I'm wearing makeup, they're unseen. Is, you know, listen, it's silicone based. It's a great primer, but again, it's something that I will wear every day without fail, because
that's the thing. You got to wear it.
You got to wear it.
You love it and wear it. So it may take some testing with sunscreen.
But make sure you're doing it every day. So, okay. Now you work in beauty. I've worked in beauty. I can't imagine what your house looks like. My apartment sometimes looks like an Ulta, right? So many things are sent to me. And listen, a lot of them I share with you here listening. There's a lot that I don't. And I just want to start out by saying we are going to be talking today about the Cure Micro Infusion System.
Yes.
So I'm going to let Chris really, who is an expert on this, and I found him by his Cure reviews and follow-ups. I know you're a big fan of the product, but I have to say, so derma rollers, I'm really mixed. I've had a lot of them shipped my way. I know before people start sending me hate mail, I know a lot of y'all out there love them. To me, it was always a little concerning because it felt very imprecise. It felt like there was a lot of room for operator error. Right. If you go on Amazon, some of those needle depths can be like, you know, it kind of extreme. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on derma rolling? I've seen, you know.
It works.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, because the micro infusion is a version of that we're going to talk about. It does work when done properly. The reason I get the grimacy face is in my day as an esthetician, as a master esthetician, you had to be licensed to even do that type of treatment on someone. This isn't a regular facial. You're piercing the skin. So anything that can pierce the skin and cause an infection is usually the demarcation and esthetician's level of ability or what they're able to do. And it varies by state. Not every state's that way. There are some states where you can be, I don't want to say a regular esthetician because it's hard work no matter which way you go. So not to downplay that, but they can do it. You need to be trained. The problem is what you just said. Unless you have the map that an esthetician has either in their head or on the screen or actually on your face, it's easy to miss places. It's also easy to misjudge pressure. There's a lot of uneven pressure with this type of device because it's determined on what you do. And there is the overall tendency of humans, especially in skincare, to overdo things.
Yeah.
So how do you know when you've done enough? You know, you can do too much. You can do too little, just so the results can be mixed and not give you quite the benefit that you're looking for. There are people who've mastered it. You know, they've gone online and watched the videos, or they've gone in office and had treatments, which is usually what I recommend. If you're going to do them at home, go get a professional treatment from someone so that you know how to do it. You know what they look for. There's the sterility issue, you know, making sure everything's sterile, which the microinfusion thing is, that's one of the advances with that. I much prefer stamping for home use, which is going to give you similar results without being able to tear the skin. I have torn my own skin with a derma roller.
Yeah.
Because I got in a hurry. I mean, I'm cute, just like everybody else. I needed to get that treatment in. I was doing it at home and I had this deep, and I drug it too fast. And I had, it looked like cat scratches all the way down. Of course, this is before I was on YouTube. So I'm like, I'm glad I didn't do that when I had to get on camera. Although I would have told on myself, because I tell on myself all the time.
Yeah.
So that's the danger. And those marks, and some people can leave a scar.
Yeah. And post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. Exactly. Yeah. You know, I don't want to cut you off. I want to make sure we have plenty of time to talk about the Cure, because my point is that I when I think about advices and or devices and some of these things at home, and I think that there are wonderful at-home devices. One of the things I always think about is that, of course, we've got ranges of people who are skincare experts, but I always like to think about, like, you know, the woman out there who's talking to her 13-year-old daughter who's going to go online, see something, see all these TikTokers doing it, and is that the right thing for them? Now, maybe 13, you're not
You don't.
You don't. But you know what I'm saying? But you know, or for somebody who's a newbie who sees this great device, to me, I can't personally get behind the derma rollers because I think that there's just too much room for, like you said, for incorrect usage, for sterility being the biggest one, right? Like, how are you really cleaning that? So when this device, which is the Cure Micro Infusion System, came upon my desk, I was like, huh. And then I watched your videos. People, if you've heard of Dr. Lee, it's two dermatologists who actually got on and endorsed this as well. And I was like, you know what? I'm willing to give it a shot. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk all about this. But to start, because I know you're such a fan of this, tell us a little bit about what micro infusion is.
Okay. As I said, it just sort of delivers the same, it delivers the same results as a derma roller, but it is actually stamping the skin rather than dragging anything across it. So there's a lot more control. The needle depth is set. You can only press so far. You're not going to be able to go too far with it. I like the fact that the needles are gold and that they stay sterile, even if you get a little messy with it, and they're tossable. So they are exchanged every time you use the device. You put a new topper on it. Yep, I have mine right here.
I don't know. Can you see that?
Yeah.
There?
So yeah. These little needles.
I mean, I'll have an image of this because I'm looking at this and they're so tiny. They're thinner than a human hair, and they're only 0.5 millimeter long. So you can barely see them. I'll put a close up photo in there so that you guys can see what we're talking about. But
and that's important because the layer of skin that we all see is a dead layer, and you need to be able to get past that. We talk a lot about exfoliation on my channel because it's such a very important piece of an anti-aging skincare routine, any skincare routine, because with that skin sitting on there, it blocks products. It helps contribute to fine lines and wrinkles. It gives your pores that large look, textured skin. All of that comes from a buildup of that dead skin. So in addition to exfoliating a couple times a week, every couple of weeks, this type of treatment is going to get a prescription grade, but they really are. These are dermatologist developed serums. I think the one I have today in here is beta glucan, but anyway, it is able to penetrate and get just under that layer where it can be absorbed into the skin and do some work. So it's extremely, extremely important to be able to do that to get results. So that's a lot of times when people try products, they don't see the results they were looking for. A lot of times exfoliation, that dead skin layer is in the way. So, and again, the sterility issue is taken care of. And also the fact that you're not dragging, I guess you could drag it if you wanted to, but it's less likely to do that stamping the skin. And it's easier to map out where you've been.
Right.
Because the device leaves the liquid also on the surface of the skin. Whereas a derma rolling, a lot of times people do it and then apply their product.
Right.
So this is leaving. So your skin is actually damp where you've been. So it does kind of help you make sure you get everywhere.
Yeah. But I know you and I had talked before and we're both like, it'd be really cool if they could do some sort of a map that you could put on your face to make sure that you're getting right. So essentially, because I was actually really impressed with this, you get a kit like this, right? And it comes with, now I've only done this once, and you can do this treatment every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so my next one is coming up Sunday. And trust me, I was really impressed after the first one. So I have it now on my calendar. Every 2 weeks, I'm going to be doing this. But you come with 6 serums, you get this stamping device, and then you get these disposable tips to use with each one. So let's talk about this device, because when I first saw it, I was like, wah, wah. I mean, it's like a little baby. I was like, is this really going to deliver? I mean,
yeah, it's tiny.
It's tiny, but it's mighty.
The video I did on that, I think that's what I called it. Tiny device really delivers a powerful skincare punch or something like that. And it is small, but by design, it's designed to deliver just the right amount of, just the right amount of serum into the skin. So you're always going to have some left over that you can use. I put a little extra. I use it on my neck. I use it on my hands, wherever, because there is always a little bit. There's more than enough to treat your face in there. And I still don't let the size fool you, because the next the next morning when you get up is when you notice the difference. As that serum, as I do mine in the evening before I go to bed, because I want to take advantage of the skin's repair cycle overnight. And the stuff is your face looks really great. What it does initially is, because it tricks your skin into thinking there is some damage that's really not there because it's just the surface layer, it does tend to firm and plump up your skin. You know, so your skin feels plump, and that lasts 2 or 3 days. It lasts longer the longer you use the product, because you're building up more collagen as you go along. But it's, you're getting a salon or an office, as I call it, grade treatment with that serum, because the serums are designed to be used to actually give you the most benefits for collagen building and hydration. So, you know, the beta glucan, and then they have the growth factor serum. So alternating those every 2 weeks, you know, I always say, take a selfie when you start, take one at 30, one at 60, and one at 90 days. You really do see a progression of improvement, especially in evenness. You know, as we get older, I don't want to say the face tends to get lumpy, but the fat loss and bone loss that happens is in everybody a little unequal.
Yeah.
So we see that sort of mottled look, kind of, where this is, you know, it does tend to even all those areas out over time, because again, you're activating the skin to create more collagen where it needs to, and helping to preserve the collagen and elastin fibers that you already have. So it's a really great tool. Like I said, the clinical science behind dermarillers work. I mean, they even help with hair loss because they kick in the body's own repair system. Those repair cells, stem cells, are activated. So you're able to do that with a stamper without having that issue or risk of, you know, ripping and tearing the skin and bleeding. I haven't bled with that device once. Whereas dermarollers, because skin is not evenly thick.
Yeah.
Even if you got the pressure right, a lot of times between the nose, around the mouth, you'll have a little bit of blood droplets because of the piercing mechanism, because the skin's thinner there.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially under the eye area. You know, I'm wondering, can you demo for us? Because I do think that this is so important, as is with any at-home device, is to learn how to use it properly. So I'm wondering if you wouldn't mind kind of showing us on camera. And we can chat while you're doing it.
Yeah, sure. So we've talked about I've already prepared this one, and it has the serum. This is the beta glucan serum, which is the plumping serum. The growth factor really, really works on the area of, you know, collagen building. This is going to be hydration and strengthening the surface layers of the skin. The needles are sterile. It's a new top. I always tell everybody to start by stamping the top of your hand. Let's see if you can see that. There we go. And to get a feel for how much liquid is going to come out and the actual feeling of the needles on the skin. It's going to be very similar. So once you've done a few on the back of your hand, you know what to expect. So you don't have that,
Quickly. So the serums come separate than this little vial, and you pour the serum into the vial. As you mentioned, they have two different serums, a beta glucan and an EGF serum. Right. You can actually mix them, correct?
You can. What I do when I do that, I take half and half, and I put the cap back on those serums and refrigerate them.
Because
they've been exposed to air, just so they stay fresh.
Okay.
I mean, that's an old in office. Everything we did was in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
It went on the skin. It was cold. It was refrigerated. Yeah. So you would simply take the device and just stamp kind of overlapping stamps. And I'm going around my eye, which is typically the most tender place that you do this. Never on the eyelids, obviously. Just around the eye, the crow's feet area. And I'm going an arc outward, and I'm overlapping those stamps. So I'm going to pat that in. So your skin usually turns a little bit red. It sometimes lasts until the morning.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hurt.
Well,
I feel it, but to me, it doesn't hurt. And I'm not a fan of needles. in any way.
Yeah. And so, I, you know, we keep it real here. I have to tell you, it's not exactly a pleasant feeling because you're piercing your skin, but it's very tolerable.
Yeah. And I'm used to it. So, you know, you're used to it. And I also don't notice it as much.
Men have thicker skin than women. So for me, when I did it, I was pink afterwards, but maybe for 20 minutes tops. Like it was really not a big deal. And then the next morning I was like, oh man, I should have done this. I told you, I had a big event to go to. Yeah, you can see here. What I think is really important too is when you were stamping and watching you do this, is it was very gentle. You're not like jamming this in.
Yeah, you're not knifing your skin with this.
Yeah.
You just want to, you want the needles to just pierce the very surface. And they're so short, you'd have to really press hard to go any further with that. But you don't, there is no pressure. It's light and overlap, light and overlap. And I like to start close and move outward. Some people like to start, you can start anywhere you want with this. Some folks do the forehead first. That's usually the last for me, but I always start on both. I start on one side and go outward, one side and go outward. Then I go upward and then I start in the middle of the forehead and I go outward. That's old esthetician training, you know, center out, down, up, you know, up, up and out, up and out. I never down and, you know, up and out. So I sort of follow the same technique. And I always make sure that I've used quite a bit. I will be honest here. I usually have enough. I do my neck.
Yeah.
Because you can use it on your neck. The neck is tricky. I actually lie down to do mine and I turn and then I turn and then I sit up and I do the back. Cause guys really get the aging on the back of the necks. Cause we've had short hair most of our lives. And even as good as I was with skin, sunscreen, I was not always good about getting that. So I don't look bad. I don't have the deep leathery look, but this is a great treatment for sun damage. So I make sure I get that part too. Anything left over again, I just massage it in wherever I need it. You can use this on the back of your hands too.
Yeah.
Again, just lightly, you know, it's really wherever you want to see that benefit. And they give you a generous amount of serum.
Generous. I had so much left over when I did it.
Yet to run out. Yes, I have yet to run out.
You know, an important thing too, so that I want to make sure that we covered. When you pour the serum in here, you want to turn it upside down and leave it upside down for 2 minutes. And don't just start stamping. Because when I first did it and I immediately started stamping, because I'm bad like that, I'll just get something and not read the directions. And now
you're excited. I want
to
do it.
Let's do it. And it was very clear so that the serum can sort of start to infuse through those needles.
Right.
And then the other thing I want to make sure that we're very clear about this. That's the time when it's sitting upside down, wash your face, wash your hands. Yeah. This has to be done on very clean skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I usually do this after the evening shower before I retire. I put it in there, turn it upside down, take my shower, come out, and then I do that treatment and I go to bed.
Yeah. that's which is great. And then, like you said, you're taking advantage of your sleep. You're not your skin's natural sleep repair cycle, which is great. Mm-hmm. So they make these serums to go with this. And after each one, you dispose of the old tip. You put a new, so this is actually a new tip on here waiting for my next treatment. Where in terms of like using other products, can you do this? So should you not use things like a retinol or a glycolic acid beforehand?
I don't do, I have my normal routine morning and night. The day of this, I have my morning, then I have the cleansing for the evening and then I do that and go to bed.
Okay.
There's no reason you can't apply technically anything else. I just like to allow the serum. I use tretinoin and it's very strong. I've been on it a while. So mine's pretty, so I'm a little hesitant to try to use tretinoin over the, when I've had, I don't need that much. Tretinoin's very, has its own ability to be absorbed. It doesn't need help. That's why it's so effective. But it will make your other products work better the next day.
Okay.
You know, because you've opened up the skin to receive those, to receive those ingredients. So that's what I do. You could use a hyaluronic acid moisturizer. You could use a night cream. Nothing's going to hurt anything.
Yeah.
You know, for a lot of the people who watch me, I talk about capping moisture at night. You could still do that. Use a moisture mask product. There's a million of those out there. Slugging, for the lack of a better word. You could do that on top of this. There's no reason you can't. I just prefer, it feels refreshed. I know that the serum is, I can feel it and my skin is hydrated. I just allow it to work that way. Just easier.
Really quickly on that, you know, an interesting thing that I actually, that I learned from watching your channel, can you tell us a little bit about beta-glucan? Because I think that it's not as well known as something like a hyaluronic acid.
Well, it's, you know, when we talk about all these, we talk about polyglutamic acid and we talk about hyaluronic acid, and I would, I guess I would put the beta glucans in the same type of set. Different salts and sugars have a different effect in the surface levels of the skin, and beta glucans able to get in that connective tissue, hold moisture there while your cells are able to actually absorb it, and it's actually nutritious for that layer of skin. So I think the big difference is hyaluronic acid is a salt. It pulls moisture in, but it can pull moisture out. If you live in a dry climate. So I always recommend people use a product that it's mixed with, you know, dimethicone and glycerin and other humectants. And it works just fine. It needs moisture to work, whereas beta glucan does not need that. Does not. That's the big difference. But I mean, it's going to give you longer term hydration deeper in the skin.
Right.
That's what I guess the way to talk about.
So this is every 2 weeks. You know, like I said, I had a big event coming up and I was like, and I will stress this, never do a new treatment right before a big event. That said, when I woke up the next morning, I was like, shoot, I should have done this one right before the big event because my skin was the next day radiant.
Amazing.
Really, really had a beautiful glow. Who would you say, you know, look, you've got beautiful skin. Look, we're all aging every second of every day. But who would you say that this is really good for?
I think, you know, I'm a big proponent of people starting skincare early, not in your teens. Right. I mean, unless you have acne or something and you're dealing with that. 30s, you know, 30, I have a lot of folks in my circle that are a lot younger than me just because I look and act so much younger. I guess I don't know. But they had the same questions. You know, when should I start this? When should I start that? You know, I put them off Botox for as long as possible because, you know, you're weakening a muscle and it's gonna shrink and be weak and you're gonna get those little baggy things that people have been using Botox forever get. Botox is good later, you know, but these type of treatments are going to maintain the youthfulness of your skin. You're gonna keep the nutrition in those layers. Of course, I talk about fitness and nutrition too. But yeah, 30s, I'd say you kind of have to watch and see everybody's genetics and their environment's a little bit different. If you're noticing that those dynamic wrinkles that we make when we smile are starting to stick around, some folks that's in their late 20s.
Yeah.
I would start then. Basically, I would look and see when I'm starting to see these lines that don't go away. That's really your indicator of that. And then, of course, if you use sunscreen and you exfoliate, and that's starting in your 20s, if you're exfoliating once or twice a week or using glycolic acid and, you know, salicylic acid to keep that skin cell renewal and turnover going, and you're using sunscreen, you're not going to need to do a whole lot till you're in your 30s, maybe even 35. 35 is when I noticed I needed to up my game.
Yeah.
So that gives you some idea.
35 is when I started Botox for the first time.
Yeah. So and that's fine. It's these folks, I had no folks in their mid 20s off these Botox parties. And I'm like,
no, don't do it. You know, it's crazy. So I've noticed, and I don't know if it'll come up here. Sad thing about Botox. I started to notice after my last Botox treatment that my forehead veins were really more pronounced. And they were like, well, it could be that your skin has been thin and, you know, because you're not making the muscle there, like maybe that's becoming more pronounced. And I was like, damn.
Yeah, that's the one drawback to Botox is that it is like any muscle, your subcutaneous muscles and fat under your skin are what keep everything like in place. Yeah. It can have different effects on people. I mean, we saw that, you know, a lot of people jumped on Botox early in the 80s. Madonna, I use her as an example, not to pick, love her. But when she got in her 50s, she had these lumpy, if you go back and look, you can see these lumpy areas just under the, that's a muscle. And she was a big user of Botox. So she's talked about that a couple times. She pulled back on the Botox. You know, you had to add some work done, some filler to like fill that back out. So it's just one of those things you have to judge how you want to look and what you're happy with. I like a little character on my face. I don't want to go back and look 20. I had that baby face thing. I heard that all the time. I'm like,
no, I think I look better now than I did when I was 20. Like I was a little fatter then. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's also you just have that confidence and that wisdom, but I actually think I look better today than I did in my 20s. Yeah. Also my 20s were wild.
These treatments we have, you know, the red light therapies, the stamping, people are able to do things in the home for a lot less money than they used to have to go spend a ton of money for in office. So I'm all for it myself.
I can't believe I forgot to say this. Oh my goodness. Everybody listening, and I will have this in the show notes. I did reach out to Cure and they are going to do a discount code for us, but I do know they're running a great promotion for Black Friday. I think it's 21% off through November 27th. But after that, if you use the code ARTBEAUTY, all one word, 10% off is like good indefinitely. How much is this system though? Right. So you were talking about this and can you also like, how much is an in-office treatment? Like $100
Easily. I always say the average is about $300 depending on where you live. I mean, here in Florida, those things are way more expensive because it's way more popular to go in and have stuff done. It's like LA. It's the same thing.
Or New York.
So $200 to $300 per pop. And you're going to have to go in every 2 weeks. You know, dermal rolling is not a one and done. Red light therapy, laser therapy, all therapy, radio frequency, none of those are one and done. All of those are now in-home therapies through devices that you can use. This one, you know, it's going to run you, depending on their, whatever they have going on, because they, like you said, they have stuff going on all the time. They bundle these things and they try to make it inexpensive, but you can figure around $250 for this type of a kit. But that's including serums.
Yeah, I think it's like $169.
Right, you know, yeah. 12 serums, you know, 12 weeks worth of serum treatments.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just every 2 weeks, there's six of them in the kit. You know, that's 3 months. So and do like the math.
Too, after you've done your face, so we do the face three times over, right? So you do it 2 to 3 times. Then maybe think about doing that because you're going to have a lot of serum left over. And I wish I would think about this. Do. Then the neck. And then I love the idea of doing the hands.
Yeah, my hands are in really good shape.
I mean, they're amazing.
I get that in public all the time. They're like, what did you have? Nothing. I've just taken really good care of them.
Yeah.
Exfoliation for guys mostly. You know, I tell the story when one of the things I knew I was going to be in skincare early on, I was probably 11. This is before I had the acne issue. And I remember going to church with my grandfather and he was a deacon. This is in Texas, in the church. And I had to shake those old men's hands and they were so gross. They were thick and hard. The skin was dry and just, I hated it so bad. So I made an internal vow back then without even knowing what I was going to be doing with my life. I will never have hands like that. I don't care what I have to do. That is disgusting. It's like the elbow thing on guys.
Yeah.
I'm like,
no, yuck. No ashy elbows,
so,
please.
No. So I got that early on.
Yeah.
I got the message early on.
This is great though. I mean, I want to thank you so much. Sure. I mean, so you've used this system now for how long?
Almost a year. We were talking about that. I can't remember. I do so much that when things come out, I just know it's been a part of my, at least a year.
At least a year. Okay, and you feel like you've noticed.
I think a year in December is what
you've noticed some serious.
Oh yeah. Anything that I continue to do after testing it out, I'll test something for 3 months, 90 days. Cause that's, I do the selfie. If it stays in my routine, it's good because I'm seeing some results. And, you know, I look at a lot of products.
Yeah, same.
Because you said your house looks like QVC or something on the inside. It's like I have stuff everywhere. I give it away. I don't do it at Christmas because that's just cheap and everybody knows that's what I'm doing. But I do giveaways on my blog and I try to get not get rid of it, but it's good stuff, but it's more than one person could ever use. Would not give away.
Yeah. Amazing. No, and this is what you can see here. And like, we keep it real here. like I've said, a lot of things come across my desk and I'm like, nope, not doing it. This was one that I was like, oh, right. After doing the research and seeing people like yourself, I'm seeing those two doctors from Dr. Lee and Dorset. I was like, oh my goodness. And then when you see the before and afters, I mean, especially with people who have had acne damage, it really, after-
Which is something I had. I have acne scarring. You can't even hardly see it.
It's really, really incredible. Hey, Chris, you know, if people want to get this, I believe it's Cure. Is it cureskin.com?
Cure Skincare is the, cure.com.
Or is it Cure? Oh boy. Whoops. Hang on a second. Let me just and see it's here. So
Cure with a Q, not a
yeah.
C.
Q-U-R-E.com. Yeah, you can go there. Remember, with the code ARTBEAUTY after the 27th, because get that 21% now, they'll be 10% off. But if people want to know more about you, if they want to watch your incredible videos, where should they go?
Just YouTube and put in Chris Gibson or Chris Gibson Live. The channel is Chris Gibson Live, but if you put my name in, what if I tell people, pick your worst skincare issue, put Chris Gibson and that issue, and you'll get right to the videos. Those videos will come right up. So.
And, you know, I forgot to mention this at the top, but we've got Black Friday coming up. It's Thanksgiving this Thursday. So really quickly, is there something that you are thankful for that you want to share with everybody?
This year has been phenomenal for me in the channel. So I'm extremely thankful for my reach and the things that I'm doing now. I just got featured in OK Magazine, which was huge. I was like, that was a shock. So, you know, I'm very grateful for, this is like my third act of life, I think.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to be 60. I've done skincare stuff before, wrote a book back in 2000, so did that fame thing back then. And then here I am doing YouTube again, and it's the same, but better.
Yeah.
Because we have so much new to talk about in anti-aging and skin health. I really like anti-aging. It's kind of healthy skin looks as good as going to look at any age. So right. there's your anti-aging, pro-aging. I really, really, really glad that I'm here talking about this now. This passion has evolved into something bigger than before.
And I got to say it, the proof is in the pudding.
I walk my talk.
You sure?
I walk my talk.
You sure do. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on with us today. Please make sure you go check out. He's got such incredible content. You did have a great thing on derma rolling, so I know you're a fan of it.
Yes.
And you had an incredible before and after of your hands, but I'm a meh. But I would say yes to this.
Yes.
Thank you. If everybody has questions, if you have things that you want me to pass along to Chris, I'm always happy to do that. If you've got questions about the experience of Cure, you can write me at hello@artbeautypodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Art Beauty. I want to say have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I am so grateful to every one of you who has stuck with this and listens. So just sending you so much love. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful time this holiday weekend. And then, you know, if you need some Black Friday shopping, this is a good gift. This is a good one.
Yeah, it is. For yourself or someone else.
For yourself. Yeah, listen, don't forget to treat the messenger. That's what my dad always said, right? Got to exactly take care right. of number one. Chris, thank you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful, happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too.
And we'll see you next Tuesday, everybody. Bye.